you get your fill of capes and scowls? Good. Now make sure you head on over to our good friends at superliminalfilms.com. Superliminalfilms.com, a member of the Capes and Scowls podcast family.
There was a firefight!
Killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000.
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Cowabunga!
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
So this is Leander with Capes and Scowls, and we also have...
Tim.
You already know Tim, but we have a special guest with us.
Oh, hi, I'm Lena, and I write and draw the Ship Jumper webcomic.
Awesome. So she's actually been our neighbor at NijiCon, so we've been telling you guys all about NijiCon, and we've been, you know, trying to get you guys excited, so hopefully at least one of you have shown up. Don't know. If not, that's okay. But we've been having a great time, and wanted to just interview some people, because as you guys know, our listeners, this is my first con, so I don't know anything about cons. I've never seen one before, so this is like my only basis for understanding what cons should look like. And I know I'm missing out on a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, well, I was at New York Comic Con. Was that last weekend or 2 weeks ago? I already can't remember.
Two weeks.
Okay, yeah, I got a pass through work, so I was there, and that's like, you know, that's like insane. It's like insanity every day.
So Lena, right?
Yeah.
You understand the differences between cons. So what is the difference between NijiCon or what they're trying to accomplish? Obviously, size is one thing in and of itself compared to any other kind of con that I might go to.
Yeah, I mean, like, those big cons just get really overwhelming fast, you know, but I like, the niche cons like this are really great because you really just, like, zero in on one kind of particular thing and everyone's sort of, like, riffing on that same thing. Like, this con, especially the way they're doing it, a little different than when I've been to Yaoi Con, is, like, this feels a little more sort of broad LGBT and kind of, like, inclusive, where sometimes, like, the Yaoi thing can kind of scare other people off that might be interested because it seems like it's such a hard, like... four ladies, only anime, only Japan kind of thing. So,
okay.
So I like it. I like the vibe here.
Awesome. So maybe if you could tell us a little bit about Ship Jumper, how long you've been working with it, and, you know, just some of your popular characters, you know, whatever you want to say about it. We're happy to know about it.
Yeah. It's a webcomic I've been doing. I've been drawing it. It'll be 4 years at the end of this year, but I've only really been posting it online regularly for like the past 2.5 years. And it's, there's only three main characters, it's a small cast, and it's like based around fake France versus fake England in like a sort of a made up, like Age of Sail, Napoleonic Wars kind of setting, like Lord Nelson, and I basically read too many Horatio Hornblower books, and I was like, there's a lot of gay subtext in these, and I'm like, why is it gotta be subtext all the time? So that's why I started doing it. I've always loved Yaoi, I loved it when I was in college, So I always told myself, oh, one of these days I'm going to do my own comic. And finally, it was just like, I've been out of college a bunch of years, and I've been really focused on, like, career stuff. And I'm like, I need to do it. Like, I'm not drawing anymore. I'm not doing anything. And that was really it. I'm like, this is it. I'm going to do it. And I've got a plan, a six-year plan for it.
That's
and I'm just
awesome.
trying to stick with it. And, yeah, it has adult content, so just
sure.
to warn everybody about
right,
that.
Right,
that, when I came up with the idea, the whole point was kind of like, I wanted it to be, like, an adult thing. And I hope... that the sex scenes, you know, they're gratuitous. It's like, they are, like, they're explicit, but I hope they're not too gratuitous, because I still want them to inform on the story and the relationship the characters are having at the time.
Right.
Whereas, like, you know, some comics in the yaoi genre shy away from that, and others don't, so. Yeah.
So what is the impetus of, like, adding the sex scenes? Like, what is it trying to, what do you hope that it adds to the story?
Well, definitely, like, the kind of yaoi comics I loved reading when I got into it, were like the really short one-offs that you get. I'm staring at my computer.
No, that's okay.
You get these anthologies, like the Bibles, that will have like maybe like 10 short stories in it, and they're all standalone, and usually it's some really goofy premise, And I was like the funny ones. Like I feel like the humor and like kind of the sexual content were the two big things I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it. So the first chapter I did was just like a love letter to like Yaoi. Like it's a ridiculous premise. They get shipwrecked on this island. All their clothes get like blown off because of like the wreck, right? Like that would happen.
Of course.
And it leads up to kind of like a wacky situation, comedy of errors kind of thing.
Mm.
Ending with like your typical, now we're at the end of the story. There's a sex scene now. The end. You know,
nice.
That's definitely it. And then what I want to do is kind of from there turn it into like more of like a narrative and growth, being like, well, these characters are on this island together and their relationship is going to have to grow and like change, and I hope like the way I've laid out the sex scenes, like it starts off all fun and games. And then I also wanted to bring in, again, because I was reading like historical fiction, the thing about, you know, if you were in France or England in like the late 1700s, like there is no being homosexual, like it's not okay. So I feel like I'm trying to bring in some kind of those, like, harder topics into it.
Yeah.
Even when it started off with being like, well, JK, good times, jungle sex, so so that's kind of where I'm at now that I'm in chapter 4 is in that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's really interesting to be that far along. So you're a 6-year plan, so you're at chapter 4?
I'm almost going to be done with chapter 4 at the end of this year, hopefully.
Okay.
It got a little long.
So what do you have right now? Like, what is it that you're showing here at NijiCon then?
Here I have book 1, which is chapters 1 and 2, and then hopefully next May, because the spring is a good time, I'll have the next book, which will be chapters 3 and 4.
Okay.
So it'll be caught up. And then I also have a bonus comic I did for YaoiCon that's just like an AU fun extra, like just kind of like a sex comic. But I was able to do a different style. I do everything myself. Usually I got a friend of mine to help me out with the colors, and that was like, so it looks different, and that was really fun because I feel like I'm really locked into this one look for the comic. The art's definitely evolved. Like when I started, it was like, I look back on it now, it's like so busted, but you know, I just gotta go, gotta keep going forward is what you gotta do. But yeah, now like it started black and white, now it's in full color. I like to think the paneling and everything is just better, and the character designs have grown.
How did you make your choice from black and white to color? Because I've seen a lot of black and white here, right? But it seems like it's definitely a conscious choice to go color versus black and white. So why do you think color would work the best for you versus a black and white?
Well, I did the black and white because I wanted it to be a traditional manga style, and I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. But then I realized, I don't know, I just feel like I could do more. Like, when I first brought the color in, it was still very monochromatic, but it was scene-based. Like, the boat's blue, the jungle's green, the beach is, like, yellow tones. So it was, like, sort of, like, kind of, you knew where you were, and, like, flashbacks would be a different color scheme. And then it just kind of, I had, like, a fear of color. I was like, too many colors, I'm not, like, a color good color theory person. That's never been, like, my strong suit. But then, luckily, after I've been working on it for the past 4 years, I'm like, every time I start a new chapter, I'm like, I feel like I can introduce like a couple more colors and a couple more colors. Now it's really stepped up. And I think it looks better.
That's awesome.
It's more engaging. I think you can do bad things with color and you can do majestic stuff with black and white. But I think it's looking better in color.
Awesome. And so if people were wanting to know more about it and find out about it and look it up, where would they go at this point in time? Is it online?
It is all online. It's online for free. You know, the books have some bonus content in them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at shipjumpercomic.com. It's its own website. And yeah, I post every week on Mondays, hopefully, except for a couple of weeks I've had to take off because of family vacations and stuff.
Well, that happens. Life happens.
Yeah.
Life happens. Well, that's great. Well, I really appreciate you spending some time with us. I just wanted to find out more about what you're doing, and I think this is super exciting. So hopefully we'll let our viewers, or listeners, I would say viewers, they can't see us, our listeners, and hopefully you'll get some, you know, some traffic at your website from us as well.
Oh, well, thanks, you guys. It was fun.
Yeah, no problem at all. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.